Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Tuesday morning, August 15th. Some Republican lawmakers say the Illinois House of Representatives may not have the votes to override Governor Bruce Rauner's veto of a school funding bill tomorrow. Tony Arnold has more.
The state Senate overrode Rauner's veto with one Republican joining Democrats. But in the House, the original bill passed 11 votes short of a veto-proof majority, so Democrats would need Republican help. Republican State Representative Steve Anderson broke from Rauner to pass a state budget, but says he won't this time on school funding.
I don't see any other Republicans breaking on this issue right now. As time goes on, if there isn't a compromise and if schools downstate start not opening, that's a question you're going to have to ask those representatives about how they feel about their districts.
If the House does not override Rauner, the bill fails and there's no backup plan to fund schools. I'm Tony Arnold.
A former mayor of Iowa City has joined the race for the Democratic gubernatorial nomination. Ross Wilburn announced his campaign yesterday, saying he wants to, quote, help us improve the way we're doing things so we can become the Iowa folks are wanting to see. He also says he wants to bridge the growing divisions between Iowa residents. Wilburn served one term as Iowa City's mayor and three terms as a council member. He also worked as director of equity for the Iowa City Community School District for 6 years and 8 years as executive director of the Crisis Center of Johnson County. Other Democrats who've announced their bids for governor are State Senator Nate Bolton, Kathy Glasson, Fred Hubble, Andy McGuire, John Norris, State Representative Todd Pritchard, and John Niederbach. Urbana attorney Erica Harold is running for Illinois Attorney General. Harold announced this morning that she will seek the Republican nomination to run against the four-term incumbent, Democrat Lisa Madigan. In a news release, Harold says she is running to, quote, take on the Madigan way in Springfield. Harold has twice run for Congress in Illinois' 13th District. In 2012, she was one of four finalists for the nomination before Republican County Chairman chose Rodney Davis. In 2014, she successfully challenged Davis in the Republican primary. Harold is an attorney at Meyer Capel in Champaign, and she won the Miss America pageant in 2003. Rock Island County Clerk Karen Kinney is waiting to find out what elected officials have learned about potential cyber attacks on election systems in Illinois. In June, U.S. Senator Dick Durbin and Illinois State Senator Michael Hastings sent all the county clerks a questionnaire. The answers should help them assess the current state of registration, voting, and tabulating systems in the state. WVIK's Michelle O'Neill talks with Kinney, who says hackers have not attacked her office's voting equipment, computers, or voter registration rolls.
One of the reasons that we hadn't suffered any attacks was due to the fact that we're not on the internet. You'd have to be online to be subjected to that, and we weren't. And so I answered that. I actually said that it would be wise to keep elections off the internet, as we have done, for anybody that is on the internet in this day and age.
Besides steering clear of the internet, the Rock Island County Clerk also says election officials must use analog phone lines instead of digital ones to keep information private. And Kinney says they should never sync or synchronize databases and other voting information across networks.
I also asked that the federal government supplement election authorities with necessary funding that is needed to upgrade and secure our systems. That's part of the problem, too. We've faced the challenge of many unfunded mandates in this office, and you can only suffer so many unfunded mandates before you run out of funds. So it would be nice to see some sort of grant money, HAVA funds or something, come through this office to assist us in the necessary changes.
Kinney and her staff in the Rock Island County Clerk's office have already started taking steps to improve security in other areas.
We've been working with our IT department, and we plan to install 5 new cameras, 2 at the counter, 2 in our early voting site in the back room, and 1 in a back room where sometimes we keep suitcases with election equipment in them. And we're also going to buy some new locks, put on some cabinets we have in the back room. We've already put up new signage warning people that, any monkey business, let's call it, It's against the law.
At each poll and early voting site, Kinney says a computer is available for election judges to access Rock Island County's voter registration files. The database is encrypted and stored using software called a poll book. And she says voters can choose whether to use a touchscreen machine or a paper ballot.
It's a well-known fact that on election day, about, let's say, 95% of our voters prefer a paper ballot over the touchscreen. We have a touchscreen at each election center, but most people prefer the paper ballot over the touchscreen. They're just comfortable with it. I think they like having that piece of paper in their hand and being able to insert it in the machine after they're done. They're confident with it. They trust that process.
The Illinois State Board of Elections is working with Durbin and Hastings. They're waiting to receive more responses from all the state's election authorities. I'm Michelle O'Neill.